unique restaurants, outdoor patios, and decks surrounded by walkable historic neighborhoods make Ferguson the place to be. Dine Ferg, 15 minutes from everywhere.
Wow, Mr. Shannon, the Cardinals are world champions again.
For the 11th time.
Man, that is huge.
Don't you mean giant?
Well, it's huge and giant, just like...
Burger at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
What's next for Fast Eddie?
It does have a nice ring to it. So head to Fast Eddie's, and if you're 21 and in the moon, I mean mood, we'll see you there.
Is your Checker Cab 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports. Kurt's driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Simon Cowell, Colonic Irrigations. I just like 3 minutes ago, I thought, I'm going to look this up because I've heard... And it's usually these Hollywood types that have these colonics. You know, you never hear of your uncle or somebody going, yeah, everybody. Colonic irrigation is also known as hydrotherapy of the colon. High colonic enterically
ecology. It's a bunch of water up there,
I like
don't
that
they?
One. High by passing several gallons of water through it.
Yeah.
It is similar to an enema. But it treats the whole colon, not just the... This has the effect, fecal matter, toxins, mucus, and even parasites, which often build up over the passage of time. It is a procedure that should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So I was right, it's an enema.
Yeah,
it goes in from the bottom.
It's more water than
But you don't drink it.
No, they push it up your butt.
Well, somebody yesterday said, well, maybe you swallow it.
Oh, no. You drink the stuff and then it goes through like
nope.
The stuff with your
nope.
Colonoscopy.
No. I want to know more about this.
Yeah, that stuff for the colonoscopy is to flush your system before they go in there.
Well, what's this for? This is to flush your
this
system.
Is, yeah, but it's going up through the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, but it seems to me like it's making an extra trip up and back.
Yeah.
And why not go from the top down and out, and boom, you're done.
I think that stuff that they give you for a colonoscopy is like almost like just a laxative.
Okay, but what's the difference? Why isn't that sufficient? I mean, haven't you?
Because that's just your own body passing it, as opposed to this is what
quick and dirty.
Yeah, I mean, this
quick
is going,
and dirty.
Going in the other way.
So Simon Cowell, next time you folks see Simon Cowell,
he's at
I want you to think of a colonic. When you look at him, imagine him shoving
butt.
A nozzle up his butt regularly. It said frequent colonics. I don't know what that means, once a week, once a month, once a day. I don't know. But that's how, if I see him again, I will not be able to get that out of my mouth.
He's had gallons of water up his butt.
There's a guy who just recently shoved a nozzle up his butt and blew gallons of water.
They topped him off.
His
T-shirts fit so well.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. No, he's not holding the water in. See, holding the water.
Yeah, you don't keep it
you
in
know,
there.
You
push
it in there.
Yeah, you get
man.
It back out.
Yeah, you release it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
How and has this done?
Sounds
oh,
like
sure,
it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he does it. I'll bet you he does it himself. I bet
no,
it's like that propofol Jackson
so.
Thing.
Oh.
I bet he does. I'll bet they
no.
can teach you to
he
give
goes
your...
to Mr. Cowell.
Oh, good. Nice to see you again, Mr. Cowell. Drop your pants, bend over. We're ready for you. We've got. He probably has his own personalized nozzle,
yeah.
You know, with his name on it, and it can't be like a regular bag because it says gallons. Yeah, a regular bag like those enema bags that doesn't hold a gallon. Hold gallon. Very intrigued by this. And remember, too, then, that he... Well, this is
number
why
two.
This is why he can have black toilet paper. No, he has black toilet paper. I'm with him, and in his home, he has black toilet paper. Well, of course it can be black. There's nothing there. He colonicked himself.
Oh.
Everything's out of there.
Didn't you just use a garden hose?
No.
Some kind of tubing, I think.
You have to be curious when you see that Simon Cowell does colonic irrigations. And by the way, if you're at a cocktail party in Ladue, and you want to really be...
Lavage just stands for a bath.
I thought it was a cracker.
No.
With butter that they give you before the meal.
Butter.
Give
Ooh.
Me some more of that Lavage. What's that stuff called? It's something like that. I'm serious. It's a like a thin, flat cracker. Right. It's called Lavage or something. It's very similar. I don't want to eat a cracker that sounds like this. Like it's part of
Lavage, a washing, especially of a hollow organ, such as the stomach or lower bowel, with repeated injections
Wait,
of water.
Aren't all about it.
Except, right now.
Yeah. Think about it. Stomach, hollow, assuming there's nothing in it.
I don't know. The heart has
lungs,
a bunch
hollow.
Of aortas and everything,
okay.
And ventricles. And,
okay.
And Chris can enlighten us. She said she knows someone.
Does Chris take colonics?
No, she doesn't, but she knows someone.
I'd love to talk to Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, and I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Everybody should be. So what are we missing here?
Okay, well, my stepdaughter gets these all the time because she's all real healthy and everything.
Well, hold on. She gets them because she's huffy?
Healthy.
Healthy.
Healthy. She's all, like, she works out. She's good. But she swears she feels so much better. She gets on the scale when she is home, and she loses, like, 5 pounds every time. Because it really doesn't... Like,
well, I need to do this about four times a day.
Yeah.
I need about eight of them right now.
Probably got 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's like, she says, like, if you don't... The reason you want to do it at a doctor's, not try it on your own, is, like, you can cramp up really bad if you don't do it right, so...
You're getting the big kick out of your daughter cramping.
No, it's just funny because it is gross, but it's, you know, since I...
Working in that part. That is...
She's kind of cute, so maybe you wouldn't mind if it was her. But, yeah, if it was, like, you know, Peon or Dan, maybe it would be kind of weird.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do it with anybody. Cute, ugly,
like
fat,
slam.
Skinny. I don't care who they are. I don't want to perform that procedure on them because it's kind of disgusting. And I wonder, and let me ask you, do you think that it's really... that good? Is it changed her life that much? I mean, you obviously haven't done it, and she's told you about it.
Well, I want to do it, but I'm kind of afraid. But I really would like to do it because, yeah, she's very healthy, and, you know, the only reason she stopped doing it is because of the cost.
If I thought that I could lose, like she's not a big girl, is she? Is she overweight?
No, she's in really good shape.
Okay, cool.
So
okay.
For her to lose 5 pounds is huge.
Okay, that means I should lose like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm serious, if I thought I could go in there, I would let them do that for me if I would walk out 40, 50 pounds.
Man, that means you're full of it.
No, that's just because the average person has about 5 pounds of stuff in there.
Where does all that stuff go when it comes out?
In a bucket.
In a bucket.
Yeah, it comes
bucket.
Back out, yeah.
Oh,
no. No, it yeah, comes back out of
really
tube,
bad.
Doesn't it?
Now, this is disgusting.
Doesn't it, the water comes in a tube and then it comes back out in a tube, doesn't it?
But they have to put it into something.
No, I would think it just kind of flushes on out your cavity.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It just
in other words,
like
think of it as putting a hose in a long piece of hollow pipe that's capped at one end. It would just kind of
exactly.
Go in and come out, go in, come out. You're just washing it out.
Yeah, and I've heard that. Make sure.
She just said that they walked out and left her.
Really?
Yeah, they don't stay.
They don't stay. They stick the thing in and they'll see you in an hour.
Can you have them stay if you want?
Oh, you sick. You're sick.
Gross.
No, I'm assuming the people that go a lot would want maybe they get a rapport with the technician.
No, what are you going to talk about when they're in there? Thank you very, very much. Now we have other people who are calling. Hopefully they are colonic patients. Let's go to Steve.
I've never only... Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
If this is you're arguing with someone said, and the person you're arguing with says to you, well, they've got a lot more money than you'll ever have, and you realize, damn it, now I'm completely shut down. I've got no argument whatsoever because they will have more money than I will ever have. But, you know, in my case, Frank, that's true of just about everyone else.
Yeah, but that doesn't make the person right that has the money.
But that's what they tell you.
Yeah, well, they act like, well, they got a lot more money than you do. Like, because of that, they must be smarter than you.
That's right. And you're completely shut down. That's it.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a lot of money, and she can't do anything. And she's stupid. And Paris Hilton's stupid. And she's got a lot of money.
But they've got a lot more money than we'll ever have.
Well, that's a fact.
That's right.
Either we didn't do we did something wrong, or we just didn't do something right. One or the other.
Or we're just idiots.
I guess.
And we can't put up a good argument because I would feel a lot better. Probably I wouldn't be so crabby.
Yeah. Or crabby.
Me too. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
And here, I see it right here. It says the therapist usually looks at the... It says the warm filtered water is slowly released into the colon, and then the water causes the muscles of the colon to contract, called peristalsis. And peristalsis pushes the feces out through the hose to be disposed in a closed waste system. But it says the therapist usually looks at the feces through the clear hose and may comment on the color.
So no, thanks.
It looks like the therapist wants to see what's coming out of you.
Well, that's a sick therapist. That's a sick
well, that's
thing.
Their job.
Let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Let me just check for a second. Doing great.
Good. Yesterday, you were talking about that TV show Cheaters.
Yes.
And I recall a story. I don't remember what year it was, but he was stabbed by someone.
Yeah.
Now you got a reality TV show.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if you were aware of that, so...
That seems kind of dangerous to me.
Yeah, but I think about it that he was stabbed a few years ago doing the...
Who was stabbed or the guy who...
Yes. No, the host was stabbed.
Whoa. Now I got to really watch it. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Ken. And off to Jim. Look at these phones. Good grief. One of the Jims is gone. Let's go to the other Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple things to comment. If you were to get that, Frank, there would be no more show.
Why you say that?
Because everything...
Oh, I get it. Because I'm full of... Yeah. And that would be gone. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Do coffee enemas, and it's not really a big deal.
And not a big deal in terms of, in your case,
it's a big, big deal.
Yeah, okay, you made that clear.
Wow.
Yeah, that's twice now. That's two. When you say not a big deal, it's just not uncomfortable or a horrible thing to go through.
Well,
do they swear by it? Like, oh, it changed my life. I feel so much better and all that.
Well,
stuff.
They don't. I mean, it's varying degrees. It's like acupuncture, for example. You know, it's like either you love it or not.
Yeah, I think I may pass on this one, so to speak.
Thank
you, Jim.
I've heard of the coffee enemas. Yeah,
let's go to Lorraine. I don't get the coffee enema thing. Hello,
Hi.
Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. How can
we
help?
What's the thing that people love in enemas? I can't get on.
I don't get it either. It's actually a fetish for some people. It's a turn on.
I remember when I was a kid, that was if you had a fever, your mom always gave you an enema, and it used to cramp me, and I used to think, who would enema?
No, and I'm with you. I have not had one since I was a little child, and I remember it as a horrible, horrible experience.
Oh yeah, you get this cramp in your belly. It's like
it's terrible.
It's torture, and I say, why would anybody want to do anything? I couldn't get a thrill out of that.
There's some sick weirdos in the world.
Talking about Cheaters yesterday, and I heard the person calling just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joey Greco is a host, and he did get stabbed.
Now, is he the guy with the slick back hair?
Yeah, he's the main guy. Some other shows for him sometimes.
He's not as good, though.
No, he's not as good. And one other thing, Frank, are you familiar with G4 Network?
Yes.
It's on there every morning from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They show 4 episodes.
I don't get up till 10.
You don't? Okay, well then...
I'm kidding. I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of not kidding. I cannot get up in the morning. I wish I could. I'd love to be one of these up at 6 o'clock people, but that's good to know. Although, that show is not the kind of show that to me would be fun to watch in the morning. That's the kind of show you want to watch at night. I don't know why, but you think of cheating and you think of night hotel, night cam, you know. So
yeah.
It wouldn't be the same.
And there's also another guy has to confront her.
Yeah.
And she happens to be in his father's car that he left him, who passed away, which is a real nice old Chevy 2 Nova. You remember them?
Sure.
They were in that, in the back seat, and when Joey Greco told the guy about it, he's in this big four-wheel drive pickup truck with dualies on the back. He butts up against the Nova and pushes it in the water.
Oh. I love this show.
It's a great show. There's a whole bunch of them that are really good. So you got, and the show's probably been on, I'm going to say, probably 10 years, if not more than that.
Hey, yeah. I'm slow.
Okay,
I just found it. Thank you, Dean. I'd like to get time. We got. Oh, Mike, how are you?
I'm AM. I'm AM in the PM.
Time,
hey, is that why the early colonists were such clear thinkers and formed our country? Sincerely, colonists.
Yeah. No. Oh, see what he's trying to do.
Yeah, the 13 colonies.
He's trying to make a colony joke. That's
and it's just kind of gross.
Windows is an investment that can begin to pay dividends right away. You can save up to 30% or more on your home's heating and cooling cost efficiency. If you'd like to get a bid on Atrium Vinyl Replacement Windows, call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
Kick off your Memorial Day celebration now at West County Nissan with Memorial Day Cash. Click and drive your new Nissan home today. Go to westcountynissan.com and get a quote in just minutes. And save on Altimas, Maximas, Rogues, Frontiers, Jukes, and Versas now. West County Nissan makes it simple. Just go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. Get Memorial Day Cash today at West County Nissan. Located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. And open Memorial Day in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
Want your home to make a statement? Want to maximize your biggest investment? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Right now, at Metro Lighting, save 25% on all regularly priced and budget. Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
There's a big red barn working ball on this barn ball. Storm,
when you need to save on Disc Yellow, Illinois, and visit normsbargainbarn.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Jimmy Bones.
Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100.
And sticky.
That's why I'm giving him the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, stay dry, and comfortable.
Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't.
It looks like kind of a barcode, but it's a square, and it's got some black stuff in it.
Oh, a QC code.
It's what?
I think it's called a QC or QF code, I think.
Yeah, it's a QR.
QR, that's it, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but
It looks like kind of a barcode. But it's a square, and it's got some black stuff in it.
Oh, a QC code.
It's what?
I think it's called a QC or QF code, I think.
Yeah, it's a QR.
QR, that's it, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but
It looks like kind of a barcode, but it's a square, and it's got some black stuff in it.
Oh, a QC code.
It's what?
I think it's called a QC or QF code, I think.
Yeah, it's a QR.
QR, that's it, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but,
I can do what you can do if you give me $5 million. I lost 40 pounds with it. It does work. Jackson, I didn't get $5 million. Now, this has just been confirmed, even though the sighting was April 2nd. The 29th confirmed sighting of a mountain lion in the state of Missouri.
Mm. Wow.
On April 2nd in Grundy County. Now, this is northern Missouri. They came up from Arkansas, whatever. So now we have mountain lions in northern Missouri. And they said they had, the first sighting was 1994. This year, two were confirmed in Reynolds County in southeast Missouri. And now this one in Grundy, central section of Missouri. So 29, now that's just confirmed. So there could be like 100 mountain lions, maybe, or 200. Is this a good thing? It was not a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, they said it could impact the beef industry again. Huge.
Well, not a one case. There's no danger to humans, and the meat never entered the food supply. The cow was from a dairy in Central California. They sent it to a transfer station. I think you know what that means. Death row.
Yeah.
Death row for cows. Where it was, and I love this word.
Oh.
I believe that means
fire
put
pit
into the blender. Yeah. It means not good. if you get rendered. And so it's no threat. It's no big deal. It says dairy cows are usually sent to slaughter for meat when their milk production begins to decrease, generally 4 to 6 years old. I didn't know that. If it appears to be diseased, but not if it has mad cow disease, it's sent to a rendering plant. The carcass is ground feed, houses, you know, and stuff like this, and turning horses into glue and that kind of thing.
That's what I just read today. Burger King's going to phase out all their other sources of pork and eggs, and it'll be all cage-free by 2017. Have you ever seen any of those videos on those caged...
Don't watch them.
Yeah.
Don't watch them. Just eat.
But it is nice to think that before, you know, whatever, the chickens or pigs are killed...
And how do you really know they're cage-free? Seriously. How do we know anything we're told is really true? I'm watching the news this morning, and I'm listening to two different sides, the left and the right, and both of them sound like they know what they're talking about. And they throw numbers out, and one is contradictory to the other. Employment is up. Unemployment's up. Unemployment's down. The economy is turning around. The economy's not turning around. And both people speaking are educated people. They are. A thing, and it said organic. How do you really know that? You don't really know it. I'm just, like, skeptical about everything. So I'll just, if I'm hungry, I eat. And I don't really pay much attention to where it came from. Now, I love this story. Simi Valley, S-I-M-I, I believe is where the Ronald Reagan Library is. I believe that whole funeral thing took place in Simi Valley. The city of Simi Valley, California, has passed a new law, and that what they're trying to do is keep the adult film business or porn production business out of Simi Valley. Most interesting that a place, it's like Branson kind of became the retirement entertainment mecca, and Chatsworth, for whatever reason, is where the porn is there. So to make it tougher, they passed this new law, and this was Monday night at their meeting. It says, beginning in May, all film productions must use condoms at all times, and under the new law, the producers of the videos, I love this part, have to submit unedited copies of all of their adult films to the Simi Valley Police Department for review.
Oh.
Review.
So the cops get to watch, by law, they have to watch
every video
unedited. You can't give them an edited version. You got to give, they got to see it all.
Wow. The raw feed.
Watch the applications to be on the Simi Valley Police Department skyrocket.
Yeah.
A lot of cops are going to be wanting to go there. It says the law has an exemption when filming for personal use. Well, if you're filming for personal use, it's not even, of course it's an exception. You don't have to wear a condom in your personal life if you don't want to. All films are made in Chatsworth. They're hoping this will just make it difficult enough that they'll just, you know, keep them away from their backyard and they won't shoot them there. Did you see the soccer ball that was lost in the tsunami?
Yes.
And it ended up 3,000, still inflated, 3,000 miles away. Belonged to a teenager in Tokyo. He lost his home in the tsunami. And what's interesting is when you read the story in print, as it was published, they refer to it as a football. They call what we call a soccer ball a football. I didn't know that.
Oh, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
Yeah,
I think everybody else calls it football.
But don't they call the sport soccer? I mean,
they call it football.
They call it football over in Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm reading the article and I saw they found that ball. And I think it had some writing on it or something. They were able to track it back and get it back to this kid. That's pretty amazing. Gentlemen, pay close attention to this next story. It is possible, and not only is it possible, this is a real story. It actually happened. A woman can squeeze your testicle so hard it can kill you.
Whoa!
I believe that.
41-year-old woman rode, it says, on her scooter. Now, they don't make it clear if that's a little Vespa-type motor scooter or one of those handicapped little, you know, three-wheel things like you get in the supermarket. But it says she took her scooter to an elementary school, and she was going to pick up her child. So I guess it was like a motor scooter. And she wanted to park it in front of a store, and the shop owner grab... First of all, how do you grab in a fight a guy's testicles unless he's wearing some kind of real flimsy, loose...
I guess you just like grab the area, shorts. Even through the clothing.
She squeezed them. He collapsed to the ground. He was rushed to the hospital. Died.
Wow.
So there you go.
Man.
It can be done. She must be very strong.
Yeah.
Although, ladies, it does. I shouldn't be telling you this. It does not take a whole lot of pressure to really hurt.
No.
And you can't explain that pain to women. You
no.
can't. Like, they can't explain childbirth, but they sort of can.
Yeah.
Because I think I sort of get childbirth, and I don't want to get gross. But I, yeah, you can't explain.
Hurts the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. And it's
just a nick.
And how would you describe it?
It's like your insides want to explode.
Yeah, it's not a stomach ache, but it feels like it's not just that area that hurts. It rapes
like
entire lower part of your body is screaming in there with pain. It's unbelievable.
It takes your breath
incapacitating.
Away.
Yeah, you cannot move.
No, it is incapacitating, we know it can kill you.
NeoVitin, neovitin.com. Durberg's and Schnucks Pharmacies Buyer.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more.
Sponsored by the Missouri National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back when you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The old car have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now they bring you and classic car parts together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic car parts at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years, the styles, but more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's brand new kitchen, brand new, with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Hello, I'm Bob Bowles. I'm a volunteer with SCORE. SCORE is a national organization whose mission is to help small businesses be successful. If you're a small business owner and would like to increase sales, or you're thinking about to do first, give us a call. All our services are completely free. The number is 314-539-6600. Or check out our web at stlscore.org.
One time it went chicka 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 chicka.
People say the strangest things.
Except when it goes click 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 click.
When they're trying to describe the noises their cars make.
Then there was the zzzz.
But when you've served the latest diagram,
tell you what it'll take to fix it and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Patty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at ErniePattyCollision.com.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.